Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Please, can I put your hands together and I bring up Pastor Dele Olubi?
Hallelujah. It's good to be here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Mommy Ashegun, thank you for bringing us on board. If you didn't bring us on board, there's nothing we would do. Praise God. Daddy Bello is not here. I believe he must be busy with one thing or another. I acknowledge him. Mommy Bello, God bless you, ma. Father Ogi, Ashe, Pastor Dansu. Actually, I was supposed to be in black this morning. My wife told me no. It's like she prefers white. I said, okay, I'll wear white. So Pastor Dansu will come and tell you his own story too when he gets here. It was really not planned. I never planned this. So it happened like that, just like Father Ogi's own happened. And we are grateful to God. Pastor Ogi has begun to preach my message, so I'm going to just key in from where he put it. At this time that we are, I'm sorry for you if your Christianity is not wholesome. And like Daddy was saying, that be careful who you associate with. They can either improve you or bring you down. This is not a matter of falsehood. Like Pastor Gino was saying, that sometimes the dilution is not evil. It's just that you can be shortchanged. Hallelujah. I really don't want to be... Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it sometimes. Elisha was so anointed that he died of a disease. We don't know what disease it was, but I suspect it was cancer. I suspect. He was so anointed that even after he died, his bone that had probably dried up, that was in that sepulcher, a man who was going to be buried was thrown into that sepulcher, and I guess there's something you call capacitor. You know when you take the two legs of a capacitor and you put it together? What have you done? If you did any electronics, if you touch a live capacitor, one can your cylinder, one your no circuit after it has well and dropped it, and then you don't know, you just go to breach the two. What will happen? Yeah, electric current. I guess they needed to discharge everything that was left inside. And as that man fell, bam, the man got up. Hallelujah. In his case, there was nothing we could have done about it. Maybe that was how God ordained that he was going to go. But really, I really don't want to be a prophet who is sick. Do you understand? Left to me, I really don't want to be. I don't want to be. I don't want to be poor. Praise God. It's not a sign of spiritual maturity. And it doesn't show that you are righteous one bit. They are righteous, rich people. That man, that Joseph of Arimathea, when we get to heaven, we will see him. Because he was standing in a crucial place in the agenda of God. I hope you know that there were three prominent Josephs in Scripture. The first one preserved life. The second one preserved the Lord Jesus as a child. The third one preserved his body. They were playing... So when your name is Joseph, you are a special person. You are a preserver. So that man was rich, and yet he was... And there are three. I don't know if there are other Joseph, but at least if we count, there are so many Josephs in the Bible. Right now, I can remember only three. I don't know if there are more. So what are we saying? A time has come in this generation that we have got to embrace Christianity that is wholesome. Don't choose what you want to take in this Bible. It is not given to you to do. Do you understand? Don't choose what you love to what? To take. It's not healthy. It's like my daughter, I'm still forcing her to eat fish. It's not going to be her choice. I am going to force it on her. Reverend Ken. You're welcome, sir. So it's not for my daughter to choose what she wants to eat. You can't tell me. I won't operate a house where my children say, this is what I love to eat. This is the one I don't love to eat. I know what is good for you. Yesterday, my daughter was chewing fish till, I don't know for how many, like 30 minutes. And she was going to go to sleep with the fish in her mouth because she didn't want to swallow it. I and the mother stood there and said, the giant, swallow it. She said, I don't know how to swallow it. And take water. Oh, yeah, push it. Because she can't choose what she wants to eat in my house. I know fish is good for you. So you have to take it. Hallelujah. The same thing with this thing. You can't. You don't choose what you want to take there. They put everything there for your well-being and for your health. And you have got to embrace everything that is therein. Hallelujah. Are we together? And I'm going to pick up from that point that Father Ogi made about the power of God. You know, there's something the Bible, Paul came and was telling us about the power at work in us. I already put it down here, so you have to speak part of it, that God's power is expansive. It is beyond what men call power. If I ask you what is power, you'll be quick to tell me it's miracles. That is only one small compartment. Do you understand? Bible talks about the power that raised Jesus from where? From the dead. And I think that was the first time that dimension was expressed. Satan had not seen anything like that. He had seen people get healed. He had seen the Red Sea part and all that. But there was one God revealed. It's called the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So, as long as your expression is finding root in the Spirit, what you are doing is you are expressing kingdom. And I've made up my mind not to play down anything. Some people love to play down the things that God does. I know what it has cost me. It has cost me so much. And I'm trying to get it back. I wish I was helped. I wish in a very healthy way I was helped. Sometimes on campus, people tell me the things that God used me for on campus, and I'm wondering, when did that happen? Do you understand? I'm like, when did that happen? Some of these things, I can't even remember them clearly. Because there was a time in my life when I felt those things didn't matter anymore. And I realized that one thing about this God, He doesn't strive with you. Once you don't appreciate something, don't worry. We will relate on the platform that you appreciate. And that's why some of us who make it a point of view to go on Facebook and tear down the fathers. I'm sorry for you. You can never have what they have. You won't get it. You will not get it. You won't. If you have made it your preoccupation, you have made it your own personal ministry to be the one that judge. You know, some people sit down here and they're already judging my message. Don't worry. Don't worry. I was also in that stupidity too, and I came out. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Go, seriously, if I can come out, you can make it. You want to criticize everybody. You are the apostle of all. I don't know how many things you have seen. Some of us have got to repent. No, we have got to repent. There's that is called the power that is at work in us. But that power, see, among gods, two things are really prominent among them: judgment and power. One thing that separates one God from another is power. And that's why nations bring their gods to war. Hallelujah. That's another dimension of it. You know, that's Elijah dimension. Elijah was standing in the presence of Baal. That's another. And listen to me. All those things, even in the New Testament, they are going to be finding their... You are going to be finding ourselves. See, God didn't put those things there so that you can call it Old Testament and not read it. Elijah standing against the prophets of Baal. See, even in this New Testament, you are going to call them God to one city. Did one miracle. Those guys said, this must be Zeus. This must be him. So yeah, bring cow. Let us... You are going to come there. Do you understand? Those guys saw something. And even though Paul them tried, they tried to convince those guys. But oh, difficult there. But there was something happened that day. We are going to come to situations where you are going to face things. I love one Archbishop's message. He said, power against. He said, God gave some people power for. He said, but me, God gave me power against. You don't understand. He said, when they were going to preach, he said, God, he said, Jesus called them and gave them power against unclean spirits. That's another. He said, you can have power for this, power for this, power for this, but you may not have power against. That's why that man, you can't come against him and go free. That's another side to it. So this thing is broad. Hallelujah. But don't downplay anyone, because you will find yourselves in circumstances where you are going to need something. Don't downplay. Like Father Oki said, I'm also not limited. I am open. As long as it is what God wants to give. Like I said, if God says, eat this fish, it's good for you, I will eat it. I won't say, no, I don't like the way it smells. That's not what we are talking about. So that part, you remember Ephesians 3:20. Let's quickly see that. Please, there's a lot to say, but within these 40 minutes, I'm going to say just many things, little. Now unto him, that is what? Able to do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we what? According to what? Even the answering of our prayers is according to the power that works in us. That thing is not only power to make you a son also. Even to also ask for your daily bread, it's still according to the same power. You don't get. As simple as it seems. Listen, when Jesus was saying, ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door. He knows what he was saying, because asking is not same as seeking. Seeking is not same as knocking. When you knock, your knuckles know that you are doing something. When you ask, go see Rekwete. Hallelujah. When you seek, it takes some effort. But when you knock, there are circumstances that we get to the eye. Ode Ojue. I wish, Lord, help me to... There's something inside that I don't have words or time to express, but I trust the Holy Ghost to do it. Ephesians 1:19. One of the things that Paul began to pray for us, because it's an understanding. He said that he may know, and what is the word? Exceeding greatness of what? Of his power. Paul is saying that you have not even known it. Whatever you think you have known about God and about his power and his expressions today is not it. Do you get that? It's not it. He says that we may know, and we are still praying that prayer. I don't know if you have stopped, but I'm still praying it. It means that whatever I have seen, whatever I have read here, whatever I have seen happen in history, read in books, he says, I'm still trying to know. Maybe we should go back to 17 so that you will understand what we are talking about. Let's go back to 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is what. That's one. Then you may know what? Riches of the glory of his nature in the saints. Yes. And what is the what? Exceeding greatness of his what? Power towards us who what? Again, according to his what? And this is where it works. It may interest you that what is making North Korea and America charge at themselves and brag at themselves today is nothing you can see with your eyes. What you call nuclear energy, you can't see it. In fact, you can't even see the atom. Not to talk of, we can't see the nucleus, not to talk of seeing the atom, but we can see the effect. If you bring uranium that is just the size of this, the mass of this pulpit here, just the mass, may be able to power the whole of the southwest of Nigeria with electricity for the next, say, 6 months or 1 year. Yes, uranium that is just the mass of this thing will power the whole of southwest Nigeria, if not more, for 6 months with electricity, uninterrupted. Nuclear power. Do you understand? And that's what happened to you when you got born again. God put something there. That thing God put there can melt the world that we are standing on. Yes, that is how potentially dangerous that thing is on the inside. It can melt this whole system. It is the same power that created it, so it can destroy it. Do you understand? But as you move on, you realize that looking at Israel coming from Egypt, they shed the blood of that animal. But that was not the peak of their deliverance. Hallelujah. It was the beginning of it. Like Farogi was saying, that it's the foundation. It was not the end. Because don't forget, Pharaoh still went after them. Hallelujah. Pharaoh still did what? He went after them. Just like as Jesus hung on that cross and died on that cross. You know all the hordes of hell, they still followed him into that place. Hallelujah. I thought they should have said, well, the work is done. Let's give up. No, they didn't give up. They didn't give up. They went and followed him. And that was the same thing Pharaoh did and went after them. But you now realize that God, after the blood had done its work, there was something God instituted again as Pharaoh followed with them. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul said, they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Two things God gave them, the cloud and the sea. They were going through the sea. Pharaoh felt he could follow them through the sea, but there was one thing again God brought. God gave them a cloud. There's a presence that every child of God is entitled to. What you have been called to is not kasha mashe. No. It's not. It is something that finds expression inside you, and that thing also finds expression on your external. Don't let anybody lie to you. Talk is very cheap. I was sharing with Pastor. I have a Muslim student who has no problem with me. I'm still preaching to her. I know God will touch her. If I have two of them, one came, I've been having problems in her leg from childhood, and the problem returns every month. We prayed, healing came. The girl is running her show now. I'm still begging her to come and see me. She still messaged me yesterday that said, I'm sick, that's why I've not come. The other one is a Muslim. This one has no problem with me. In fact, this last week she called me and said, sir, I'm having migraine. She has that problem. She said, sir, come and pray for me. She has no problem with me praying for her. She even has no problem with me laying hands on her. But once you say, Jesus, I'm going to be a finale, no. Eki migraine, you don't know. This is the... And then she came back to me and said, sir, your prayer worked. Your prayer, I was excited. I was like, wow, what? How did it happen? She said, it just went. No, you get that thing. She didn't want to celebrate it so that I don't bring Jesus inside. She just said, it went. No, it just went. And I told her, I said, you see that this Jesus thing works. And then she's not too saying anything. But I know that if she has any issues again with her head tomorrow, she will still call me. She calls me 10 times and I'm ready to pray 10 times. Because there's something I am after. You can't live your life empty as a believer. You can't keep talking. It's not just about talk. Like Father Ogi said, by the time something lands on you, there's always a time in your life when things begin to happen to you, and it's good you pay attention to it. I was raised a CAC boy, and when you were raised a CAC boy, prophecy is not going to be strange to you. It's not this one that people are trying to prophesy. In that setting, prophecy was not a... It was not a problem. You get? It was not a problem. As you grow, it's like if you are growing in that environment, you just grow. You grow into it. That's why you find a lot of them who are now saying all kinds of things up and down. They're always calling themselves prophet. Don't mind them. But the thing is that commission seems to raise, there was that prophetic kind of spirit and dimension that anybody that has passed through that stream, that thing seems to rub on you. Praise God. And of course, like will beget like. Hallelujah. So, we will come to times, we will need it, where the world needs to know who your God is. They need to know. There will be questions people will ask, and they need answers. Are we together? They will ask questions, and they will need answers. Do you have answers? And like Archbishop will say, he said the person that should criticize you and you will listen to is somebody that has done twice what you are trying to do once. If you are playing down certain truths in Scripture, please, have you done it before? Ask them that question. If you have not done it before, keep quiet. Keep quiet. You have prayed for the sick before and one has recovered and you are saying that healing is a... Shut up. Keep quiet. Now, if you say, I've moved through it before and I've seen it, maybe we can start talking. And like Pastor said earlier, certain foundations, I'm sorry for you if you grew up in that. I don't know how you will grow up as a Christian, you will not know about healing. You will not know about miracles. You also have a problem when you think that miracles and healings is everything. Both of you are what? Go wrong. There are people who believe that everything about this whole thing we are talking about is just get your miracle, get your blessing, and go. And there are people who also think that, let's just go for higher truth. Which higher truth? You not do primary school even. Like somebody told us yesterday, a doctor, that she was looking at people's CV and she was seeing this qualification by people, PLSC, and she didn't have PLSC in her. So she was threatened. PLSC, everybody is writing PLSC. Why is PLSC? Me, I don't have PLSC. I said it's primary school leaving certificate. I see them all over campus. I see students that I teach. Their foundation was wrong. I find that many of them, you don't even write their WAEC by themselves. And now I'm struggling to teach them physics. Really struggling. Students come around and they cannot tell you the first law of Newton. Oh. They can't tell you what vectors are, what scalars are. When you ask them, they say in my secondary school we didn't have a physics teacher until we were in SX3. See, okay, am I your leg? The same way it is in the spirit. This is where it is. Jesus came and he was preaching and teaching the kingdom. Even when Jesus did not teach about healing, after he finished preaching, he was always ministering to the sick. He knew why he was doing what he was doing. Like we said, when you talk about the power, please don't leave out any side. Do you understand? Don't leave out any side. Don't leave it out. Don't leave it out. There's so much. We know that kingdom comes with power. No, anywhere you don't see any, maybe that's the reason why some people we first were born again. We're not really, I guess something was missing. Kingdom comes with power. Mark chapter 9 verse 1. Jesus was talking about a group of people who was saying that they will not see death. Verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come. I wish he would have stopped there. I know Jesus does not play with words. Hallelujah. Because he himself is the word. So if you see him place emphasis on certain things, just like, okay, don't let me go there. He didn't just say they will see the kingdom of God come. He said they are going to see that kingdom of God come with what? Power. So what God now reveals to you as power is now different. But one thing I know, when there is power, something moves. There is kingdom glory, but there is also kingdom power. In Matthew 6, Jesus in that prayer said, thine is the what? The kingdom, the power, and the glory. One, she, they are related, but they are technically not the same. Anywhere you see power, something moves. Hallelujah. Something what? Something moves. God cannot be in a place and the place won't move. Paul said that, thanks be to God, who, like Baba was saying yesterday, was talking about the servo of his knowledge. He makes it known by us in what? In every place. That's another dimension. That's another dimension. I took a taxi between Futa Junction and here. I think this was last year convention. And a guy sat beside me and said, I never knew it from anywhere. He said, you're a pastor. The guy thought I was surprised. I wasn't surprised. I just wanted to know by what spirit he was speaking. You get that kind of thing. I know if somebody told you that, you'll be feeling like, once more, me not. That one is not a problem for me. My own issue was, I wanted to know from where that information was. Maybe that would have shocked me like 10 years ago. And that's why I want to tell you, please, you are growing. Grow at your pace. Hello. Grow where? At your pace. Go and buy books. Read foundational books. Read them. Read books on faith. Read on healing. Read on miracles. Read on kingdom finance. Read these things. Grow at your what? At your pace. That's why if I have the opportunity to grow anybody or grow people, I don't start with, I see these things, you must know them. That was why they introduced that to us. I know men put this thing together, but I don't think any man can fondle with these things without the interception of the Holy Ghost. That we have six books here. It was not the Council of Germany that just decided. They were doing it, and because this was God's property, I believe the Holy Ghost was there. And they did many things they did inside this book without knowing why they did it. They took out some books without even knowing why they did it. So if they introduce us to the Lord by introducing us through the Gospels, only reason. Hallelujah. Me, I was groomed with the Gospels. And then, I don't know for how many years, the epistles were here, Yewa. Do you understand? I've been born again now for about 20 years. So only years, see, it was until then, Reverend Ken began to come to campus. That was when the New Testament began to... But at least I am glad that all those my years, I had built something for all those years. Imagine they just came and then... Uncle Bawambe, praise God. I know people who don't even read the Old Testament again. Some people cannot even preach from there. See, I can preach a good message from Kings. And I will not open Matthew to Revelation. Do you understand? But I will talk Matthew and all of them inside that place. Do you understand? The early church didn't have a New Testament Bible. Hope you know. The letters they wrote to them was what the Paul was saying there. Let us in Colossians, in Colossians. Please give it to the, what was that? The Laodiceans. Let them read. And the ones I gave to the Laodiceans. I think I came across that document to the Laodiceans. And when you read it, you don't have to be told that this is Paul. I saw it online. I don't know where they got it. But when I read it, Paul Lele. Hallelujah. I knew this was Paul. All right. But those people were taught basically Paul's arguments and everything. Where did he bring them from? That place. He said, do you think God is thinking about oxen? When he was saying you should not muzzle the mouth of the what? Of the animal that is threshing corn. You think God so cares about oxen? Hallelujah. Please be wholesome. If you didn't take anything away this morning, please take this one away. Be wholesome. Don't be rich somewhere and be defunct somewhere. At every point in time in my life, I'm searching for areas of my life where I'm still defunct. And I'm trying to. And listen, it is deliberate. Deliberately carry money and go and buy books on those areas. Do you understand? Don't read books because you can pick one book from Pastor D's house. As recently, that book, those books you are seeing in my house, they are not plenty, but it's investment. You should go and invest your own. Sometimes I can be very, very ijebu about my books. Hallelujah. I can't give you one to take away more than... I can't give you more than one per time. I will give you two books. It's one per time. Because it was investment. I could have spent that money too doing something. That's one reason I will always like Michael Gwoye. When we were on campus, almost every book circulating among Christian brethren, when you look at it, is Michael Gwoye. When you see this book with somebody, open is Michael. When you see this book with somebody, invest. Hallelujah. Invest. Deliberately go after these themes. We are talking about the power of the kingdom. Deliberately go after themes that talk about this and get to listen to them. Before the convention, I began to look for messages that had to do with the Holy Ghost and with immersions and all that. And I got a message that blessed me seriously because I was trying to prepare my mind. And prepare my heart. Listen to messages. I listened to some Hagin messages before this convention came. So don't think that we didn't put things in. We put things in. During my FYB, it was Reverend Ken we invited on campus. I don't know if you remember that message. That the level of your input will determine the level of your output. I will not forget it. And I'm talking about 12 years ago. I don't know if I can preach that message word for word, but I remember that was the thing. That you garbage in, garbage out. Don't, Paul said covet anything is best. You don't covet by just wishing. Paul didn't say wish. Have you seen a covetous man before? He doesn't sit in his house and women come to meet him. He goes after them. When you are covetous about something, you go after it. Do you get? Ojukokoro is an active word. It's not a passive one. Covet earnestly. So many people now think that coveting is wishing. Lua, I may not have a professor. Covetousness is active. Go after it. We're talking about word of knowledge. How many materials have you seen about word of knowledge? How many? How many have you seen? Thank God that God has opened up knowledge to us. And many of these dynamics we now know. Back in, and this morning I began thinking that the Pentecostal move in Nigeria that started with the Aladuras and then Babalola was 1930. We are going to clock another 100 years soon. And if you understand the dealings of God, in fact, you know that it's in cycles. If Satan brought pandemic 100 years ago, and he brought one now, it's maybe because they have seen the original. You know, when there is fake, you should know that there's an original somewhere. I think we need to brace up for another season of God's power. I think that is one of these things this corona thing has opened up to me. That we may need to brace up for another season of God's power. God's power is still there. It is still there. I've made up my mind about something like this, my short life. I don't know why you are here. If you live all your 70 years and you did not see God's power at work, you will go to heaven, you will make it. But what are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? Lester Sumner was going, he said, I thought about it again, sir, this morning, that Earth, how did he put it? Goodbye, Earth. It was nice. I saw his videos online where that man entered into civilization, stunk in Warsaw. Them. And I looked at the works those men did, and I'm asking myself, well, maybe that is his allocation. But I also know that we need to step out for him. We need to step out. We are too relaxed. We are too seated. And I know that there's nobody that goes for Jesus that Jesus doesn't back up. The reason you really don't know how much God's power is working on your life is that you have not stepped out. And we have always said it repeatedly in this house. And I wonder why there's this coldness on the hearts of young people these days. Back in the days, we saw people, you know, now people are afraid to do God's work. People are afraid to do God's work. I remember that year I was growing. My beginning, my years, I started in the faith, and I took my KJV Bible, and I was reading it like mad. I read it so much, my mom was scared that I may not want to go to school again. I don't know if you have read Bible to that extent. Every time she came around, I was inside that Bible. And then she called me one day and said, "Ah, me nikuma shishe oluwa." Because somewhere, somehow, people are scared. People think that people that go to do God's work, they don't have a future. But there's another class of young people who feel that ministry is finesse. Ministry is fine. You know, men of God now wear fine suits. I've not seen Broguile wear any kind of fine suit. If you see Baba's clothes, self, you're like, Baba still sold his clothes like it was then. Both of them are wrong. You think that doing God's work, holy shuri rain there. And somebody who thinks that ministry is fine, is glamorous, let us do it. Both are what? Both are wrong. I don't know why we don't see young people who are evangelistic inclined anymore. All of us want to be teachers. When me, I was growing up, it was evangelists. Those days, Eckhart. I don't know if anybody knows that man, evangelist Eckhart. I saw his books, at least I met his books. Then, Bonke, we had Reverend Falade still around. We had them, at least in my own. I had a 7-year-old boy, Shegwinko Menison. I think you know him. That time, who was ministering powerfully. That time. All right, I don't know where he is today. I don't know if he's still doing the same thing. He's in Abuja. Is he still? Thank God, he's still doing it. Hallelujah. God's power is still available, and he's still using people. And this idea of Bubuani sons, praise God. We are all sons, but we also know that God consecrates people for special assignments. Hallelujah. God consecrates people. I don't know, you know, there was a time it became a serious problem for us to even pray and say, God, use me. Because people felt it was not about the doing. It was about the becoming. I don't know why I'm addressing this matter this morning. I don't know why we need to take this Bible and compartmentalize it. You know, something that's still giving people some problems in this Bible is that this side is Old Testament. And this side, from Matthew down, is New Testament. Well, in actual sense, if you are supposed to look at it, John 20 or 21, go in the New Testament. See there. So we have this mental block that one thing, I know it exists. There's something called faith towards God. I know it exists, but it exists for knowledge sake. When God is doing things among us and working things among us, I don't know whether when God is healing somebody there, God comes and says, what I just exhibited there is faith towards God. That one is not real. Do you see God do that? Hello? God doesn't do that. We are the ones who put all those things in compartments. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a growth score. There's a curriculum for this thing. Praise God. Are you following? There's a what? There's a curriculum. But right now, I am on my PhD. And I don't say that 1, 2, 3 is primary school. I don't. While I'm even working on my thesis, I am not thinking that. Do you get? I know it. Thank you. I've seen. I'm rounding up. I know it that quadratic equation, I did it in SS1. I can draw, what do we used to call those curves? Or whatever. I can draw. But when I come across those things right now in my PhD, I don't think, this one is SS1 something. Do you get? I just go across it as if comata. But really, serious issue. If I didn't learn it then, it's going to be a serious problem for me now. So why is it that when the spirit is now operating and the spirit is trying to bring us up to speed with certain things, then you now start speaking. See, it's because Holy Ghost has not come. When he comes, that your mind, he will shatter it. Do you understand? That thing you call your mind, some of us are too analytical for God. I'm analyzed. Ele is that. When you are within the move of the spirit, you will not think about that. Hallelujah. Lastly, I will share that testimony about William Branham. I think it was Hagin that went to that meeting, and Hagin had been having an issue with, was it miracles or healings and all that. And then ministry was going on, and thing was flowing seriously, and then he had Branham say, right now it is this one that is functioning right now. I think it is healings or so that is functioning right now, but the anointing for working on miracles is going to begin to function. Kini any curriculum, only dynamics, I agree. But please, grow at your pace. Make up your mind, you are going to be wholesome. If there's anything in your foundation right now that is missing, please go back and what? And go and revisit it. You should lay hands on people. We have made fun of people following under the anointing, but here this is a manifestation of the Spirit. Go and check Bible. Read it everywhere. There was nobody that came. People came in contact. It's not because you want to fall. I agree that you fall and stand up. It's not any sign that you have changed. Do you understand? You can fall 10 times. Come in, put it born again. But it's a reality. It's a reality. I don't want to pray for the sick without an expectation that God will do something. It's part of faith. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, fine. But we have made light of it. We have made fun of it. It is that person didn't just fall. Have you fallen under the anointing before? Did something push you? No. Did something push you? Did you fall by yourself? Did something push you? Something pushed you. You can't explain it. Something touched you. Egin was going to pray for Pastor Deboye that year. Pastor Deboye said the last thing he saw was that the hand was coming. The hand had not landed when Baba passed out. There is a presence of God that should go with you. It's not only for ministers. We are going to be meeting sick people as we move. Like the case of that Muslim student I'm talking to you about. Whether you like it or not, something is registered in that girl. Oh, it's registered. Anybody, I may not be the one that will finish that work. But anybody that will finish that work has a word anymore. If you just get there and think, I preached to her, somebody has shown her a little of what the kingdom can be like. Hallelujah. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.